Maybe not. Okay, well, I'm going to do that, the sweeping meditation, which is a really nice meditation to get people who've never meditated before. It's going to be completely led by me. So you don't have to do a thing. So you're sitting down, cross-legged. Close your eyes. And just settle yourself into the meditation posture. And just make peace with everything which happens. If the young kid cries, it's wonderful. You know, that's what kids do. They have to understand and accept. Now as you're sitting there, can you feel your toes now? Are there any sensations there? If you can't connect with your toes, just wiggle them slightly so you can pick up a feeling in your toes. And when you've picked up that feeling, when you have that connection between your mind and your toes, you can feel a sensation there, then send compassion and kindness along that connection. You're just warming and easing your toes with kindness until you start to feel the sensations become feelings of relaxation. You're deliberately relaxing your toes until you feel a soft tingling sensation to know your toes are in the maximum possible relaxed state. Then move your attention to your feet, the uppers, the soles, and all that's in between. Can you notice any feelings or sensations in your feet? Could be warm, pressure, tingling, itching, or whatever. Any sensation will do. That connects you to your feet. And then send kindness there. Send compassion. Wishing your feet to be comfortable. You feel your feet relaxing, just like when you lay down in bed at night. The tension in the body eases as you sink into the soft mattress. Just imagine your feet sinking into the softest of pillows, relaxing, easing, coming to a state of comfort. Picking up the feeling and through compassion softening the feeling. And then move the attention to your lower legs. Not just the back muscles, the calves, but also the bones and the skin. Can you pick up a sensation in your lower legs? Whatever sensation it is enough to begin with. And from there, send kindness. May my lower legs be at peace, be in comfort. And your mindfulness should start becoming strong enough to notice the sensations change slightly, to become more comfortable, more at ease, as you're deliberately relaxing each part of the body one by one. And when your lower legs are relaxed, go to your knees. Many people these days have problems in their knees. Can you notice any sensation at all in the area around your knees? If you can't feel one, imagine one. And then when you have connected with your knees, send kindness there. May my knees be at peace. May they relax. And soon you get a feeling of relaxation. When any tightness is eased. And then you go to your thighs. Can you notice sensation in your thighs, including your bottom? The bottom feeling is hard to relax because it's pressed against the floor, or the cushion, or the chair. Nevertheless, you can pick up a feeling there. Send kindness. Send kindness to those sensations until you feel they relax a bit more. Relaxing the muscles and the bones and the skin in your thighs and bottom. Can you feel the sensations there? Be kind to them until all that part of your body feels at ease. You're relaxing to the max. Feel it all get so soft and comfortable. And then move your attention to your waist. And in your waist, it's not just the outside, it's the inside, with your colon. Many people have digestive problems these days from tension. Just imagine that whole part of your body, the waist inside, the lower back bones. Can you notice sensations there? Deliberately send kindness, compassion. And feel those sensations relax until they become so peaceful, so comfortable. Even your colon, the digestive tract, imagine that just relaxing. It's not that hard when you pick up a sensation to relax it. You have feedback. You find what it takes by an intention of the mind to bring more peace, softness, ease to that part of the body. And that feedback teaches you how to relax. You deliberately relax the muscles in your colon and around your waist and even the bones in that part of the backbone. Now you sweep the attention further up your torso. You can get to the intestines, the higher part of the digestive tract. Or it may be your kidneys, your liver. If you have any problem in that area, imagine the sensation. Pick up a feeling there. That means you have made contact. And when you've made contact with a part of the body in that area, send kindness there. If you have, say, kidney problem, feel any sensation in that area of the body. Connect, and with kindness, bring ease and comfort. So if everything expands and gets soft and easy, the combination of mindfulness and compassion is extremely powerful. You move the feelings up the body. Move them up to your chest area. Some people have problems with their heart, with their lungs, or with women, with their breasts, with cancers. Can you notice any sensation in that part of the body? Pick up any sensation that connects your mindfulness to that area of the body. And just add kindness. To relax, to ease, to soothe. You can imagine that hard place in your breast expanding, easing, softening, dissolving through kindness. You can experience the feeling getting softer, more relaxed, as the tension drains away, even in your heart or your lungs, tension, tightness, draining. As you pick up the sensations there, and through compassion, relax. You can go up to your shoulders now. Can you pick up a sensation in the area of your shoulders? Notice that sensation. Be aware of it. Connect and add compassion to relax those shoulders. Bring them ease and peace, as if again they were sinking into the softest of cushions. Until they feel so relaxed. Now, is any feelings and sensations in your arms or your hands? Just imagine both arms. Notice the sensations there. And be kind to them. So that they too relax. And you feel this experience of relaxation between your whole body, down from the shoulders, the arms, the torso, the bottom and the legs. As you deliberately relaxed every part. Now you go to your head. Start with the muscles in the face. Can you notice any sensations there? Once you've contacted those sensations with your mindfulness, along that line of communication, send your kindness. So you feel the muscles in your face relaxing, the tightness dissolving. You feel every muscle in the face relax, relax, relax. You feel it tingle. Tingle with comfort and ease. The tingle of peace. Now you move your attention to a few inches behind your face. To your brain. It's hard to pick up real sensations from the brain, but just imagine them. With all of your anxieties and fears and memories and even difficulties right now. Imagine that brain as being tired. Connect with your brain and send kindness. As if that grey matter behind your eyes is now getting your TLC, your tender loving kindness. As you relax your brain, bring it to a state of ease and comfort. Through this little sweeping method, you've relaxed your whole body. At the same time, you've been mindful and kind. You're in the present moment, and you're probably not thinking very much. This is what we mean by meditation. How do you feel now? What's it like inside? This is what we mean by meditation, the beautiful peace of a kind, calm body and mind. Okay, so you can come out of your meditation now.